أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. In these ayat and the surah, Allah Ta'ala explains His very, very great qudrat and His great favors upon mankind. The greatest favor that Allah Ta'ala sent Quran Sharif, the knowledge which was kept by Allah Ta'ala in the protected tablets, Lawh-e Mahfooz, that Allah Ta'ala had given to mankind, and through the medium of Rasul-e Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was a very great ni'mat. And also Allah Ta'ala shows His great qudrat in here, from where we also have to learn a lesson that we are not able to do anything on our own, only by the help of Allah Ta'ala. So here also Allah Ta'ala says, and Allah explained His great qudrat in all His creation. If man looks at that, he will realize how great Allah Ta'ala is, and that he should trust on Allah and not on himself. Then Allah narrowed it down and look at yourself, O insan, that how Allah Ta'ala created you from just one drop of blood, a clot of blood, how Allah Ta'ala had made you. And then Allah Ta'ala explained further, اقرأ وربك الأكرم. Read, and your Lord, your Allah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is most kind, most generous, most compassionate. So He will give you this knowledge, although you did not study, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from any person, but Allah Ta'ala will give you this knowledge because He is most gracious, most kind, that without having studied also, learned by from anyone, Allah will give you this knowledge, and the greatest knowledge. There is no greater knowledge than the Quran Sharif, which was kept in Lawh-e Mahfooz, and Allah gave it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ. Jisne ilm sikhaya qalam se. Allah will give you this knowledge of Nabuwat, this knowledge of Quran, that same Allah who is taught by the pen. That is, by the pen, knowledge spreads in the world. A person has got, one individual has got some knowledge, like so great ulama, they penned it down, and then this reached the people of the world, and that great knowledge was transferred. Also, not only deeny knowledge, but even about worldly knowledge. People who had this knowledge, a nation who had it, a community, they put it down to paper and other people benefited. So Allah has made that means also. And today also we use the pen, but in a different form, that is the keyboard. That is also the same work of the pen, that a person types and everything appears and he transfers it, and he can send that email, he can send that message of his throughout the world. So in this way also it is still the pen, the writing, that is the spreading this knowledge of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. From here we can learn another very great important lesson also, that whether we use a pen to write something or we use the keyboard. So how we write it does not matter, with the pen or with the keyboard. The thing, the message that is there and that is being sent to other people, that is important. Just like that, photography, whether it is done by hand, whether it was done in the olden days by the camera, or whether it is done digitally today, the how it is made does not matter. The picture, that is the thing that you, what has been made haram. Not whether it has been drawn by hand, or whether you took a photo with a camera, or whether you did it digitally in any way, but the photo is haram. So here also Allah has taught knowledge by the pen, and this pen in whichever form it is, that knowledge spreads in the world. And Allah also says that Allah gives knowledge not only by the pen, but in different other ways. Like for example, there are many people who get very true dreams. What they see in their dream at night, the exact thing happens the next day. And this was particular with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as an introduction to his nabuwat. He started dreaming and all those dreams were 100% true. So that is also a way of Allah giving knowledge to people. And this knowledge, the knowledge of Allah, Allah used different ways. Whether it was the pen, whether it is the keyboard now, whether whether it is through dreams, whether it is through talks, you listen to somebody, somebody tells you about something, you get knowledge about that. In different ways, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala spreads this knowledge which Allah Ta'ala, which Allah wants to transfer. Allah spreads it. And this greatest knowledge, the knowledge of the Quran Sharif, Allah took every care that it reaches perfectly and correctly to everyone. The Quran Sharif, as Allah Ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have sent down this and we are the protectors. So Allah is going to protect it also until the day of Qiyamah. The true deen will be protected. Though there will be less people and who will follow it, but the true deen will be available at all times. No matter how much people try and change it, water it down, make it a modern type of religion, whatever they can do, but the true deen will always remain. And the true seeker of the truth will always have the opportunity to find the truth and to follow the truth, on which is great, great merit and rewards from Allah Ta'ala. So may Allah Ta'ala let us see His great qudrat and understand that Allah is nothing difficult for Allah to give this great knowledge of the Quran to Hazrat Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who did not study from anyone anything, not one word he learned from anyone. And how Allah Ta'ala in that little span in the cave of Hira, how Allah Ta'ala had given him the greatest knowledge, and that knowledge is carrying on till today. May Allah give us all tawfiq.